All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10 minutes, get a blitz, kind of dip our toe in the football water. Got a quick note, Woj saying, small update, NBA is going to move up the start of the season by a day. But guess what? I'll take it. It's a day sooner. I do want to bring this up because it's going to be something you're going to hear with all sports, and it's human nature. And I'm sure if we dug in on the Bundesliga coming back or EPL starting on the 15th, whatever it may be, player concern is a part of it. And I wanted to read this to you. Woj reporting, as a faction of NBA players hold conference calls to discuss uncertainty about restarting the season, the NBA and the NBAPA are agreeing on a plan that would allow players to stay home without consequences, sources tell ESPN. There were 40 or 50 players on calls the last day discussing a number of concerns centered on the restart in Orlando. And there's been no formal petitioning to the NBPA from any group wanting out of the 22-team resumption. But as players have started to come to terms with the restrictive and isolated nature of the bubble, including no visitors until after the first round of the playoffs, nearly 7 weeks after the opening of training camp, there's an increase in dialogue about the prudence of restarting for a number of players, especially those on non-title contenders. So let me just stop there real quick. This is why we have always said to you on this show, you can't bring back every team. The teams that have nothing to play for, it never made any sense. And I understand. What about the draft? What about the order? You just file it under 2020. There's nothing I can do. Now, the 22-team format, you're hearing some barking. So if you're on the Kings, if you're on the Suns, if you're on the Wizards, these are teams that have an effective chance at a title of zero. That's where some of the issue's coming from. Woj writes, executives and coaches around the league have significant concerns of how players will adapt to the environment, unlike anything they've ever experienced, and how that will impact the competitive drive for teams. Many have worried too, especially on teams that aren't contenders, whether some players will just seek avenues to bypass the resumption altogether. Players are citing concerns including family situations, the inability to leave the bubble, the implications surrounding the emergence of social justice causes in the country. Participants, including players, will not be allowed to leave the bubble environment without a 10-day quarantine upon their return. Players with medical issues and their high-risk categories could seek an independent exam and learn whether they could be excused. So what the NBA is setting up, just so we're clear, you don't want to play, you're not going to be punished, but you're not going to get paid. And let's be fair, for these guys who, let's say I play for the Phoenix Suns, I know I'm not really going to make the playoffs. I know that this is not a normal year. And I know I've already collected all but one of my regular season paychecks. I'm good. I'm just going to stay with the fam. Just going to sit home. And they won't be punished. That's kind of fair. Don't want to come to work? Don't get paid. But we're not mad at you. The NBA would allow replacement players. But remember, once you've declared you're out and you're not playing, you can't come back. You're out. So obviously, this would have an effect if, let's say, a guy on the Pacers says, I'm not playing. Pacers go on a miracle run. Now they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. That player can't come back. You're out. So the piece just finishes up that the NBA and the NBAPA are working around the clock to finalize terms of the restart. They hope to have a term sheet, health and safety protocol guide available this week. So look, it's going to be this continual fluid situation. I don't think there's a panic here. I don't think you're going to have a mass of people not play. You're going to have concerns. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. If you change popcorn Thursday to popcorn Tuesday, somebody in the office will complain. If casual Fridays goes away for pizza Fridays, someone's going to complain. Bringing back a league in a bubble, isolating players amidst a pandemic, it's natural. You're going to have people with concerns. They'll work through it. See, I have the utmost confidence that the NBA, because of the transition the last 7 or 8 years where the players are partners with the owners, they are treated as equals. To me, the commissioner is infinitely capable, unlike others. I think Adam Silver does the best job in all of sports as a commissioner. And to me, they'll get it done. They'll figure it out. And if the eighth guy off the bench for the Brooklyn Nets doesn't want to play, then don't play. I don't make any judgments. I don't cast any aspersions on players who don't want to play. There are going to be players in baseball who won't play. No issue. Everybody makes the decisions that are best for them. So just wanted to make you aware of it. I think the headlines are scarier than the reality, and they'll figure it out. Do I think they need to adjust some of the safety protocols? I do. I think it's a tough ask when you can't have a visitor. There should be ways that you could bring a visitor to town, bring a family member to town, bring them into the bubble with you, test them before entering them into the populace, quote unquote. I think that's really where they're angling. I think the players want a little bit more freedom. And it's just up to the league whether they can or cannot and what it would look like to do those things. So keep your eye on it. Just an interesting update today. Mike, David, give me a few ticket texts and then we'll get a blitz. Just trying to just barrage people with information in the opening hour.
Yeah, I think that I was reading the Woj stuff earlier too, and I guess I'm not surprised by it at all. And it clearly there's going to be issues. There's going to be players that have concerns or have reservations about starting back up. That is to be expected with any player. I think it's more than fair to have those concerns, too. And I just want, like, Mike, the main question I was wondering, too, after reading that stuff and listening to the audio and whatnot is, do you think it's going to truly delay or affect it, though? You know what I mean? I'm wondering it's these huge, it depends on who he's reporting it. If there's a ton of concerns with players and it's a consensus that, you know what, guys, we're just not comfortable playing. We're going to get together and say something. And these Zoom calls and conference calls turn into something more than that. That's what I wonder. Or if it's just kind of, hey, yes, there's some concerns, but ultimately they're still going to play. It's still going to be good.
Yeah, I'm in camp B. And guys who have a chance to win a championship or teams that are firmly in the playoffs, I don't think there'll be an issue. Now, if you have a player who has a comorbidity or is in a high-risk condition, that's a separate matter. And that's nobody's business, obviously. Players will make decisions. The health is a part of this. By and large, NBA players are at an incredibly low risk. I mean, you had an outbreak on the Jazz. I don't remember seeing anyone go to the hospital. You had an outbreak on the Brooklyn Nets. I don't remember seeing anyone go to the hospital. This is a very low-risk populace, okay, segment of people. That doesn't mean everyone falls into that category. You know, it's not my I have no idea whether a player is somehow privately a diabetic in the NBA. Well, yes. Guess what? That would make you high risk. And if that player makes a choice to be very safe and very pragmatic, that's going to be a part of 2020's story. That's going to be a part of what we all have to be prepared for. This is not a binary operation, pass, fail, perfect, not. Like, it's just accept the imperfections and let's just get basketball. Yes,
no,
David.
No, you're right about that because every player is different. We don't know a family dynamic. You know, maybe somebody's wife is pregnant and they just don't want to take that risk and say, you know what, I'm just going to stay home because there's no one home that can take care of her or whatever. So it just depends on each player's circumstance, and you brought up the health situation, we don't know if there's a previous condition with a player, or somebody may be coming back from an injury and they say, you know what, I just don't want to take that risk. So we don't know.
Well stated, sir. Well stated. Just lucky to be here to hear you broadcast. 248-539-9797.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.